Texte numéro 44. Is US ready for a Madam President? First a black president, and now, just maybe, a woman. With the beginning of the presidential campaign, opposing Mrs. Clinton against her Republican opponent, Donald Trump, the sensitivities of the country's gender politics are bubbling to the surface. Americans find themselves confronted with an uncomfortable question. Are they really ready to accept a Madam President? Casual prejudices, once reserved for the locker room or the bar stool, have been projected loudly onto a national stage, mostly from the podium of Mr. Trump, who has variously described women as fat pigs, dogs, and slobs, and blamed their menstrual cycles for criticism of him. In particular, he has accused Mrs. Clinton of playing the woman's card. Beyond Mr. Trump's schoolboy imprecations, the bilious environment has drawn attention to the more serious issue of the United States' record of putting women in positions of power. American popular culture celebrates women who combine power and success, like Sheryl K. Sandberg, the Facebook executive whose prescriptions on balancing a high-powered career with family life are received with great solemnity. In government, American diplomats monitor human rights in other nations and can be outspoken against egregious abuses involving women, like acid attacks and honor killings, in poor countries. But despite progress toward gender equality in recent decades, women struggle to achieve equal pay or seniority to men of equivalent qualification in business, even in liberal bastions like Hollywood. The gap is most striking in politics. After a surge in female members of Congress in the early 1990s, rates have stalled or fallen back. Currently, 20% of representatives and senators are women, far below the 30% goal set by a United Nations conference on women. The World Economic Forum, in its latest Global Gender Gap report, ranked the United States 72nd of 145 countries for political empowerment of women, behind countries like Cuba, Cape Verde, and Kenya. In part, experts say, the American system is at fault. The presidential nominating process, with its long and ruinously expensive campaigns, is tougher on non-conventional candidates than the parliamentary system is in many countries. And American politicians are averse to the quotas that helped increase female participation in other countries. Badges and T-shirts insulting Mrs. Clinton in obscene terms are common at Trump rallies. But women who have succeeded in Washington also point to deeply ingrained male chauvinism as a powerful impediment to success. Madeleine Albright, the United States' first female Secretary of State, recalled in an interview how she had often encountered more resistance from American colleagues than from the Arab heads of state she had been warned about. Female politicians in other countries hope that Mrs. Clinton's run will set an example for them too. Adapted from the New York Times, July 2016.